FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
President's theme, poll results. I'm Elliot Francis. It was the president's first address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, and Bob Costantini was there.
The president of the United States.
The overarching theme of America First was a continuation of Mr. Trump's inauguration address, though perhaps more optimistic about the current situation.
A new national pride is sweeping across our nation.
But time and again, as he talked of building a great wall and bringing back millions of jobs, the undercurrent was Mr. Trump's ardent supporters' anger over illegal immigration.
What would you say to the American family that loses their jobs, their income, or their loved one because America refused to uphold its laws and defend its borders?
Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
The address is getting positive reviews. A new CNN ORC poll shows 57% of those watched the speech said they had a very positive reaction. I'm Elliot Francis. Deadly tornadoes in the heartland as storms raked across the Midwest overnight. Reed Binion reports.
Come up over the hill and then you've seen all the carnage in the vehicles and the mobile homes.
Officials reacting to damage left in the wake of a deadly tornado that ripped through a community in Missouri Tuesday.
Everything just turned over. I mean, it just looks like a disaster zone.
The Missouri State Patrol says a man was killed while driving down the interstate when a tornado sent up to 20 junkyard vehicles onto the road. That twister just one of many that struck in the heartland as storms raked across the Midwest Tuesday. Twisters also ravaging Illinois, where authorities say a man was killed by a falling tree. Storms also bringing damaging hail the size of baseballs in some cases. I'm Reed Binion.
Opening statements are scheduled later today in the double murder trial of ex-NFL star Aaron Hernandez. The former New England Patriots tight end is charged in the 2012 fatal shootings of two men he encountered at a Boston nightclub. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, today's the day we'll find out how all this warm weather we've been enjoying will impact the cherry blossoms.
National Weather Service forecaster Michael Musilli says February was one for the record books.
We're likely to set the warmest February on record for all three of the major climate sites in our area.
He says while there's a chance we could see some flurries later this week, there's no measurable snow in our immediate future. So could all of this mean an earlier than usual peak bloom for the cherry blossoms? The National Park Service will announce the peak dates later today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. business group is calling on the federal government to temporarily take over running the metro system. The influential Federal City Council, headed by former Mayor Anthony Williams, says Metro's financial troubles are so severe it needs to be run by a congressionally appointed control board on an emergency basis. The Federal City Council says there has been what it sees as a lack of urgency on the part of the region's governments to do what's to fix what is fiscally wrong with Metro. D.C. council members want to know how district health officials could have botched hundreds of Zika tests.
There's got to be a failure somewhere along the way. So help me pinpoint where that failure is.
D.C. council member Charles Allen wanted to know exactly why more than 300 Zika tests had to be retested. Dr. Jennifer Smith is director of the D.C. Department of Forensic Sciences.
Our range was not appropriately established. So that's why, out of abundance of caution, we wanted to retest all of these samples.
At least two pregnant women were incorrectly told that they did not have the virus when they actually were infected. Ellen is now asking health officials to make sure every patient is contacted by their doctor if they haven't already. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,812, the NASDAQ at 5825. Sports, the Wizards beat Golden State. The Caps topped the Rangers. College basketball, Maryland wins. Georgetown and AU lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And making our way out this morning on wet pavement. Be extra cautious, please. Heading into town, Constitution Avenue, 23rd Street. That's where we have a crash. Most of that activity along the right side. Now, this early hour, I'm not seeing any delays. But do watch for this as you come across, say, if you're coming out of Virginia over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, getting onto Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street. Rock Creek Parkway, north of Virginia Avenue. They had some overnight road work, believe it or not. Southbound, as you come past Beach Drive, had a report of a crash. So Rock Creek Parkway have two incidents there just to watch for as well. For 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, off to a good start. No incidents reported around the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures this morning and into the afternoon will make 76, but severe weather is going to start threatening this afternoon through this evening. Scattered strong storms could produce strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, along with a threat of some isolated tornadoes. Everything should start settling down after midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, 46. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow, 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Stafford, 55 in Germantown, 57 degrees in Washington. The two women implicated in the death of Kim Jong-un's half-brother have now been charged with murder. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And if you're all a little bleary-eyed because you stayed up to watch the president's speech, we get that. But if you didn't, we've got a complete coverage today. Coming up at 6:35, Representative Andy Harris, Republican from Maryland, will join us. At 7:05, you know him, you love him, Ed Henry from Fox News. And then at 8:05, Dana Bash will join us from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine, a little tired. But
yeah, aren't we all?
It would be really nice if they could do these speeches earlier.
A new chapter. Of American greatness is now beginning. A new national pride is sweeping across our nation. And a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp.
That was the President of the United States last night in his address to a joint session of Congress. Mm-hmm. Not the State of the Union, but it's what first-term presidents do when they first take office. They come in and they give their vision of what they want the country to be and where they want to go as president. And by, I think, almost all accounts, this speech was a complete home run for President Trump. Listen, CNN did a poll, and the poll numbers are quite eye-opening. I have the numbers here. 78% of those who heard the poll, and these are people who heard the speech, these are actually a poll of people who listened to the speech, found it somewhat or very positive. They liked it. Right. 78% found it somewhat or very positive. That's an outstanding number. 57% said it was very positive, but if you add in the somewhats, it's like most people, a vast majority of people who heard the speech liked what they heard. Mm-hmm. 70% of those, 7 in 10, said they believe it moves the country in the right direction. 7 in 10 said they believe that they are more optimistic having heard this speech. 2/3 said that the president has stated the right priorities. And if that weren't enough, Van Jones... I thought this was a great speech on behalf of Donald Trump. In fact, I think we have a little bit of what he had to say about this. Here is Van Jones last night on CNN after the president's address.
He became president of the United States in that moment, period. There are a lot of people who have a lot of reason to be frustrated with him, to be fearful of him, to be mad at him. But that was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period. And he did something extraordinary. And for people who have been hoping that he would become unifying, hoping that he might find some way to become presidential, they should be happy with that moment. For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years.
That's Van Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Do you agree with that assessment? What did you think of the speech? Is it 8 years? Was it a home run? Or do you have any areas of concern? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Just want to make a point here. Van Jones was specifically talking about the moment in which the president paid tribute to the wife of a Navy SEAL, William Ryan Owens, who died in that raid in Yemen recently, back on January 29th. Karen Owens was in the balcony, and it was a very emotional moment. And when he gave tribute to Ryan Owens and to Karen Owens, there was a 2-minute sustained standing ovation. It was a very emotional moment. She was very emotionally moved. I think everybody, I was wiping tears out of my eyes at home. So it really was a very dramatic moment. And Van Jones was talking specifically about that. But I think overall, when you look at these numbers, it was a pretty good night for Donald Trump. And Democrats, if they were thinking, oh, this guy, you know, we're gonna run him out of office, I think they have to stop and reconsider that position this morning. But what do you think? Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I agree with everything you said. You know, you've pretty much summed it all up. I think he had a very positive tone, which is very hard to criticize when you're having a positive tone about something. So it was hard for the Democrats to criticize him, although some of them did criticize him, and some of them actually, and this just goes to show that they still don't get it. One thing I noticed was that the Democrats did not applaud when Trump gave the line about putting America first.
We actually had that. Here,
okay.
Here it is.
The people turned out by the tens of millions, and they were all united by one very simple but crucial demand, that America must put its own citizens first, because only then can we truly make America great again?
Democrats did not applaud that line.
Yeah.
Which is very telling to me, because it shows that they don't get it.
They don't.
They still don't get it. And I thought that was very, very telling. I also thought what was telling was their list of guests. Almost all of the guests that the Democrats brought to the speech last night were foreigners. And I thought that was very interesting, or children, you know, dreamers again, but very few Americans. And I love that they don't get it. I hope that they continue not to get it, because the applause was for Trump's lines. I mean, it was just a total dichotomy of what Trump was saying and what was getting applause versus what the Democrats were silently standing there pushing and symbolizing and supporting, two totally different things. And yet Trump is getting the praise this morning. So I think it shows that they still are tone deaf on everything that Trump is saying, and the message that Trump is delivering to the American people, that the American people are applauding. And as you said in that poll by CNN, a poll done by CNN, that 7 in 10 Americans who watched the speech said it would move the country in the right direction, and they're not applauding it. So it just goes to show me that the Democrats are still tone deaf on the entire issue,
yep,
which I love, and I hope they never wake up. That was so telling if you just watched them last night.
Well, let's get a couple of phone calls in here. The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Mike in Damascus, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning. It was a grand slam. It wasn't just a home run. It was a grand slam. And I think the best part of the evening is when the camera was on Nancy Pelosi and Denny Hoyer. They could not get out of the room or get under their chair. quick enough.
I mean, they had the look of people who were hating life. I mean to tell you, Steny Hoyer looked like he was catatonic. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, there's some question about whether or not she is actually catatonic at the moment or not. But she certainly looked like she was just hating life. Because I'm telling you, these guys are, you know, say what you will about them. They understand what was going on there. And in that room, they came to realize in real time, and the expression was clear on their faces, that the president was knocking it out of the ballpark. He had exactly the right tone. He had exactly the right message. And as a conservative, I got to tell you, I didn't hear anything in that speech that I didn't like. I loved it. It was just absolutely everything I wanted to hear him say. And what I liked most about it was how he said that. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Right now, phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, 515 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much early on around the interstates. Looking good on 95, 395, 66, 270. A little bit of volume coming out of Frederick down toward the Monocacy, but lanes are reported open. Heading into town, once you cross over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and onto Constitution Avenue. Police still with a crash on Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street. Not seeing any delays associated, but you'll see a bit of activity. Hopefully, by the time rush hour gets in full force, that will be cleared. Rock Creek Parkway coming southbound near Beach Drive. Reports of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for cloudy this morning. Thunderstorms developing this afternoon, and some may be very severe. A high of almost 80 degrees today, but you can definitely say that March is coming in like a lion. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms and winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. The overnight low, 46. So be weather aware today, but at some point, it'll be nearly 80 degrees. Tomorrow, 52, very gusty but sunny. On Friday, rain and snow showers are possible early, and temperatures in the mid-40s. The overnight lows on Friday will be into the mid-20s, so it's still cold. Saturday in the mid-40s, Sunday in the mid-50s, currently in the nation's capital. With thunder showers coming in from the west, it is 57 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived. A warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation.
And there began a 2-minute standing ovation. And it was that moment that caught the attention of one Van Jones.
For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years.
So that's a pretty impressive assessment from, of all people, Van Jones. Mitch McConnell, by the way, agreed with Van Jones completely.
I find myself in agreement with Van Jones for the first time in my political life. I think for people who are not Republicans and already committed to the president and his agenda, Donald Trump did indeed become presidential tonight. And I think we'll see that reflected in a higher approval rating.
Here's what I liked about it, Mary. It was the tone and the tenor of the speech. He sounded presidential. He stuck to the teleprompter. He did not step on his own message, as I'm afraid to say on occasion he has an unerring ability to do. The substance of what he said became more important in the way than the style in which he said it. And so his style was low-key. His style was presidential. And if he can replicate that, I think on a day-to-day basis, what he did last night, there is no stopping this presidency. There is no stopping the things that Republicans can accomplish over the next 4 or even 8 years. It could be the defining moment of this presidency, and I hope that he learns the lesson of last night, which is when you deliver messages of substance that the American people want to embrace, and I think they are, according to these polls, embracing them, and don't step on it with sort of, your desire to be cute or funny, you will do a lot better. And I'm hoping that that's the message that he learns from this whole experience.
Well, I think what can stop him from accomplishing what he wants to accomplish is the Republicans themselves. They have a habit of shooting themselves in the foot and just getting in their own way. And I'm afraid of the Republican establishment who are still opposed to President Trump's policies and the direction in which he would like to take this country. I fear them getting in the way and helping the Democrats.
Jeff, in Calvert County, you heard what Van Jones had to say about the speech. What do you think? Was it a home run for this president?
It was, Brian, and good morning, Mary.
Morning. Good morning.
The problem I have is people like Van Jones, why must they still interject negative comments, the cartoonish comments? They are trying endlessly to continue those lies. What I really would have liked to have heard Van Jones say is when he's not on camera, when they're worried, Trump hit it out of the park.
Yeah, well, I think when you consider Van Jones and where he comes from and his view of life and politics in general, to hear him make those comments I thought was pretty eye-opening. The fact that he, of all people, recognized that this was a really important presidential moment for Donald Trump.
You got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
He was Van Jones, for as much as I dislike him and for as many things that I can say negative about Van Jones, he actually gave Donald Trump credit and was honest in his assessment, and he didn't have to be honest.
Yeah.
And he was. So I have to give him credit because props to Van Jones for at least being, so then it was way better than he even said.
Yeah. I mean, if he was willing to go that far.
Exactly.
Well,
no,
when 78%
better.
Of those people surveyed by CNN who actually watched the speech, this wasn't one of those snap internet polls. This was a snap poll, but done of people who actually watched the speech. When 78% say they had a very or somewhat positive reaction to this message, when 57% of them said it was a very positive speech, that's pretty impressive. More of your calls straight ahead. Phone lines are open. What did you think? 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This weather is all over the place, but no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud, dirt, pollen, and grime into your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and our friend Joe Hadid wants to help out with a deep-down professional cleaning for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain kinds of rugs. He's developed an expedited cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get a 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321-321.
It is 525 now on WNAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Constitution Avenue, 23rd Street. Still watch for crash cleanup, not causing much of a delay, but as you come off of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge up ahead, you will have some of that activity, so you need to stay to the left. No problems if you're crossing the 14th Street, heading on to lower 14th Street. That looks good. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, wide open in each direction. Great time to get onto Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Belt in our Beltway. Either way, north or southbound, no problems. 29 down to the Beltway, good. 270, a little bit of volume starts right now out of Frederick down toward Urbana. Keep in mind, wet pavement out there this morning, so extra caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather headlines of today. Scattered storms this afternoon could produce strong damaging winds, hail, maybe an isolated tornado. Best chance is going to be after 12 o'clock today. 76 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is 526 on WNAL.
From now on, America will be empowered by our aspirations, not burdened by our fears. Inspired by the future, not bound by failures of the past, and guided by a vision, not blinded by our doubts.
And the president then sort of wrapped it up with, I think, this statement, which I really, really liked.
Everything that is broken in our country can be fixed. Every problem can be solved. And every hurting family can find healing and hope. Our citizens deserve this and so much more. So why not join forces and finally get the job done and get it done right?
I thought that was a great moment.
I hate to say this because it's overused a lot. Very Reagan-esque. Mm. You know, very sitting on the hill. Mm. It had those. And I really believe that's what he was going for. Whoever has his ear regarding the tone with which he's taking it really should get the credit for the speech last night.
All right, listen, we'll have a lot of coverage, but Andrew from Fairfax, wrap us up here for the short run on what did you think about the speech?
I thought it was a great speech. I thought it was very telling of the divide between the Republicans and the Democrats when he was talking about voice, the creation of the new immigration victims of immigrant criminal violence or whatever it's called. When he was describing the what happened to all the families, you could tell a lot of the Democrats didn't even stand up or acknowledge him.
Oh, there was a great divide, absolutely a great divide on that issue. And I think that is, again, telling. As you said, Mary, earlier, the Democrats, they don't quite still get it.
Mm-mm.
Listen, coming up at 6:35, Representative Andy Harris, Ed Henry with Fox News, and Dana Bash from CNN will join us all throughout the morning to talk about this speech. It's 5:28.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
That's the dream, Tom. That's the dream.
But then when I think of how happy people are when they see the difference we made, I don't really ever want to be done. Does that make me a bad person, Brian?
No, Tom, it just means you love your job.
We recycle the recyclables and donate the donatables so planet Earth stays happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. I really do love working here. Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
Considering relocating? Don't miss the largest Ideal Living Expo ever this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner. Consider and compare over 90 desirable destinations from the Carolinas to Florida and new communities from Texas, Arizona, Bahamas, and more. Attend presentations such as Choose Your Ideal Place and Consider Your Ideal Lifestyle. Find your ideal destination and lifestyle this weekend at the Ideal Living Expo. Call 866-418-1028 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission. 866-418-1028 or ideal-living.com.
Hey, you know, aside from the speech, the president is doing some other stuff, signing a lot of executive orders, and they are very interesting and very important. We don't want that to go overlooked. We'll tell you about them coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump threw down a challenge to Congress last night in his first address to a joint session.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. We just need the courage to share the dreams that fill our hearts, the bravery to express the hopes that stir our souls, and the confidence to turn those hopes and those dreams into action.
The president recapped many of his campaign promises last night, eliciting loud ovations from Republicans several times. Tornadoes hit parts of the Midwest. Meteorologist John Trout tells us.
The National Weather Service reports 21 tornadoes ripped through the states of Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, Indiana, and Iowa overnight. In the wake of the tornado's aftermath, two people were reported killed, others injured when their cars were blown off highways. Close to 100 million people are at risk for continued severe weather today.
Our forecast includes the possibility of strong thunderstorms this afternoon. A D.C. business group is calling for a temporary federal takeover of Metro. The Federal City Council is calling on Congress to appoint a control board to run Metro until a new governance structure is in place. Police are investigating threats received by a mosque and an Islamic community center in Silver Spring. In one case, a note was received offering a cash reward to anyone who, quote, slaughtered Muslims. The threats come after recent bomb threats aimed at Jewish schools and community centers. And the ACLU is suing the D.C. Police Department on behalf of a transgender activist who was arrested after officers showed up at her home without a warrant last November. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,812, the NASDAQ at 5825. Sports, the Wizards beat the NBA's best team, Golden State. The Caps crush the Rangers. College basketball, Maryland wins, Georgetown and American lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nationals win, the Orioles lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Could you get your family out of a burning house in less than 3 minutes?
The newer homes, the siding simply melts away.
Seven on your side reveals a potentially deadly downside lurking in area homes. Hidden home hazard. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
You are in the kind of love that makes people cross oceans.
Tonight, the astounding original television event continues.
We must demand full equality now.
When We Rise. Tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers was a big help. We learned Medicare wouldn't cover my mom's $14,000 a month nursing home bill. Her savings was at risk. Then we met with Mindy Fellington, and she was able to help us get Medicaid to pay the bills. $14,000 a month. It was a huge relief.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. With my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellintonlaw.com.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland and Virginia 95 without any early troubles. Looking good. Looking good around the Beltway. 66, a little bit of volume as you head towards Centerville. On the trip on 395, right as you come off the Beltway, seeing some of that volume on the increase toward Landmark. Into town on Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street, still with accident cleanup. Not causing any delays, but do watch for this as you're coming south the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge or traveling either direction on Constitution Avenue at 23rd Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong line of thunderstorms expected to roll through this afternoon. We'll see those storms come in with some gusty winds, heavy rain and hail, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. 76 degrees and gusty winds even outside of thunderstorms. Scattered thunder early tonight, then partly cloudy, 46 and windy. Windy tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Woodbridge, 57 in Bethesda, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 537 on WMAL. It's the day after the president's big speech. We'll be talking about it all morning long. Coming up at 6:35, Representative Andy Harris, Republican of Maryland, will give his take on it. At 7:05, Ed Henry from Fox News, and then Dana Bash from CNN at 8:05. All will give their very special take on the president's address. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning, Brian. Well, President Donald Trump signed some laws into some bills into law. And these bills, there's two of them. One of them is aimed at recruiting more women in the fields of science, technology, engineering, math, also known as the STEM.
And these bills are executive orders.
They were bills that were signed into law that were aimed at, one of them, again, recruiting more women into the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math. And for the longest time, I didn't know what STEM was, and it took me a while. I figured that out, which is why I'm not in any of those fields. And he said that it's unfair that only 1 in 4 women with a degree in these areas works in the field. And here's what he had to say.
But this is the second bill that we're signing, and that's the H.R. 321, the Inspire Women Act, and ensures that the existing NASA programs recruit women to STEM-related jobs and aerospace careers. Great. It's really, we're going to go very heavy into the whole NASA situation, so women will be a big, big part of it. H.R. 255, the Promoting Women in Entrepreneurship Act, enables the National Science Foundation to support women inventors, of which there are many, researchers and scientists, and bringing their discoveries to the business world, championing science and entrepreneurship, and creating new ways to improve people's lives.
So he pretty much summed it up there. Yeah. President Trump summed it up right there. And it's true. There are a lot of women. I have a niece who's really involved in mathematics. She loves mathematics. But unfortunately, a lot of young women don't pursue careers in those fields.
I'm very excited about this because my daughter is also one of those people who, for some reason, I don't know, she actually can do math.
Yeah, my niece can too. I'm like, that's on my side of the family.
Exactly. You did not get my that DNA from me. Was not involved in this at all. I'm very excited because, you know, when you talk about women in the sciences, you know, that is, this is something that is very, that's why I love that movie Hidden Figures, where it really, you know, promoted the idea of women and involved in science and math and the so-called STEM topics. And yes. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And the fact, as you heard him say there, that it's going, he's really pushing for NASA and some of the space programs to get more women, actively recruit more women and try to get more women in. Yep. Now, do I believe that a woman should get the job over a man who may be more qualified? Absolutely not. I believe the most qualified person should get the job. But I like the idea of urging women.
Encouraging
women to go into these fields. This law now also requires NASA to report to Congress on its plans for achieving the goals that are spelled out in the legislation. So they can't just give it lip service, which I think is wonderful. The other bill that was signed into law by President Trump, this is an executive order mandating the review of a rule aimed at protecting small streams and wetlands from development and pollution. And Mike, if you could get cut 12 ready. He said at the signing ceremony that this is one of the worst examples of federal regulation, and it has run amok. And we know for farmers, ranchers, this has really been a big problem.
EPA's so-called Waters of the United States rule is one of the worst examples of federal regulation, and it has truly run amok and is one of the rules most strongly opposed by farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers all across our land.
Yeah, this is a really important, and many ranchers and farmers have been very upset about these new guidelines that were put up during the Obama years, and simply by the stroke of a pen, the President of the United States rolls back through executive order this measure. And I'm guaranteeing you that all across this country, across the so-called flyover country, where people have this really close relationship with the land, there are a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief. And look, not a lot was said about this. Not a lot of coverage on this. This is the kind of stuff that can happen when you have a president who's willing to roll back some of these regulations and some of these things with the stroke of a pen that was overreach by the previous administration. Love it. Keep going. Every day that you do this makes me a happy man.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what he said. This is absolutely executive overreach, but the Democrats are arguing, well, it safeguards drinking water for millions, and it wasn't a problem before the executive order was signed. So two pieces of legislation didn't get a lot of press.
Nope.
But good for President Trump.
It's 5:42 on WML.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Marine Corps has opened the door to an information technology solution that saves money, energy, and space by installing a hyper-converged infrastructure system. Best known by Marines as the Automated Message Handling System, OMS is used by commands to communicate administrative and operational messages between and within organizations. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents, and by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It is 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we come. 66 through Manassas and Centerville. Just some of that volume. No problems reported continuing up through to the Beltway and through Falls Church. If you are continuing across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and onto Constitution Avenue, I'm still looking at the crash along the right side. If you're coming inbound Constitution at 23rd Street, just something to watch for. It's not causing much of a delay right now. Virginia 95, normal volume starts here through Stafford, Dale City toward Woodbridge. A little bit sluggish in the Newington area. Fairfax Police with the crash and a closure on Braeburn Drive, just off of Ollie Lane. Accident brought down wires, so it's going to take a little extra time. Again, if you normally come off of Ollie Lane and use Braeburn Drive, you'll be detoured around. 270, volume on the increase out of Frederick toward Urbana and 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
March coming in like a lion. Warm temperatures this morning and into the afternoon will make 76, but severe weather is going to start threatening this afternoon through this evening. Scattered strong storms could produce strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, along with a threat of some isolated tornadoes. Everything should start settling down after midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, 46. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow, 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
This month at Napa Auto Parts stores, when you make a purchase of $24 or more, you'll receive a free, yes, free, Chase Elliott Napa Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last at participating locations only.
This is one of those sad moments. If you were somebody who grew up in this particular area over the years as a teen and grew into adulthood, there's a pretty good chance that you spent some of your allowance down at the Kent Mill Record Store. I mean, there were some 36 locations in the greater Mid-Atlantic region, and people went there by and large to buy their records, and then their 8-tracks and their cassettes, and then eventually their CDs, and then even toward the end again, records, because they're coming full circle. A lot of people are into vinyl these days. Well, the Kent Mill Record Stores have been falling on hard times over the years as more and more people get their music through digital downloads, through mm-hmm. iTunes and things like that. And there is but one Kent Mill store left in all of this region after, you know, being the dominant source of your music through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it is closing after it's closing this month. And it's over on Branch Avenue in D.C., and after some 40 years of selling music in the D.C. area, the Kent Mill Record Stores is going to close, and that will be the last of them. And I remember going to Kent Mill Stores over the years, and it's sort of a sad thing to see music. And I'm sort of surprised, actually, because if records are indeed making a comeback, records are not something that you can download. You've got to actually go and buy them.
Right.
And I guess maybe people do it through Amazon and other forms now to get their stuff delivered direct. But I always like going to record stores and going through the records and flipping through them. And since vinyl is making somewhat of a comeback, I was hoping there would still be a few places where you can do this. But sadly, the Kent Mill stores are closing.
Well, the LA Times actually had a piece dated today, coincidentally, about the resurgence of vinyl. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's not just nostalgia. It's the fact that these kids who have grown up with technology and being able to pick and choose and everything, it's new to them. It's not nostalgia. Their parents didn't have a turntable in the house.
Right.
So to them, this is new. This is something they did not grow up with, and it's something that doesn't go away. You can fix a record player. You can get a new needle.
Right.
It's something, and it's different. So it's new and different to them. So you have 15-year-olds going to these record stores, and I wonder if a part of it is maybe the record stores themselves changing with the times to attract the new generation, that this is totally new to them. They had no clue that this ever existed. And that's part of it. So maybe that is... Well, I would like to see the... It's sad to see that the one remaining store, but I get they didn't want to sign a 10-year lease, which I totally understand.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, right.
In this industry, why would you sign a 10-year lease? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll relocate. I would love to see them open in a new place.
And for local musicians, what was really nice about the Kent Mill stores is that even if you didn't have a record deal, but you somehow got a record or a CD made, you could then go to Kent Mills and they would sell it.
So, oh, nice.
So for the go-go community, for example, which is a form of music that's very popular here in D.C., the go-go artists could have their stuff sold down at the Kent Mills. And so it was a way for people even back in the day. Now you can do it digitally, downloading and going around, you know, the big record companies by doing it direct to iTunes and that kind of stuff. But this was sort of even before that the local musicians who had a following in the local clubs here could find a way to sell their music. Well, look, it's the end of an era. It really is. And by the way, on the record thing, it is so much fun. You know, I have boxes and boxes and boxes. Mike McKay is legendary for his record collection. I have boxes and boxes that I collected back in the early days when I was in radio, and we were actually still playing records.
Yeah.
And I pull some of those out, and I put them on the turntable. You know, you can get a good turntable now for about $150. And it's fun to have your kids sit down and go through the records and then share with them. The stuff that they're hearing today has its roots in the stuff that I have here on vinyl records.
My first 45 was Angie by the Rolling Stones, and it cost me $1.
My first album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I walked 5 miles to buy it.
Uphill both ways.
That's right. It's 5:52 on WMAL.
Before addressing Congress last night, President Trump signed off on his budget outline. Military spending will increase by a whopping 10%. Trump said the military's gotten the shaft in recent years. We need to fix it. The bumped up military spending will be offset by dramatic cuts in other federal agencies, except for the VA and law enforcement operations. So discretionary spending will not go up overall. It's going to stay right where it is, around $1 trillion. As soon as the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer got this news, he ran to the Democrat playbook. He said that Trump's proposals would help the rich and take a meat axe to the programs that help the middle class and the poor. Schumer also said that Trump would hurt agencies that protect clean air and clean water and protect consumers from Wall Street, because nobody was safe, you know, before Obama. Now, as predictably as the sun rises in the east, Schumer will soon read from the rest of the Democrat playbook. Children will starve. Their school lunches will be taken away. Granny's going to be forced to eat dog food without a new can opener. And people will have to choose between medicine or rent. Now, for years, I have asked, why is it the federal government is never asked to make do with less? Finally, there's a good chance some government agencies might actually have to. And this is going to cause a near nuclear explosion. You watch.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RUSH and save 10%.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation want you, the WMAL listener, to know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed mortgage rate higher than 3% with an APR of 3.18%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Don't wait. Pick up the phone. Call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of only 3.18% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call now, 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. And listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Frederick, there's crash on 15 going in the northbound direction, just north of I-70 right near West Patrick Street. That's along the left side. A little bit of volume northbound. Southbound, you can see it, but not seeing too much rubbernecking now, but just be aware in each direction there on 15. On 270, southbound inner band and Hyatt's down. That's about the thick of it as we get underway here at the morning commute. Wet pavement for a lot, so keep that in mind. Extra caution. On Virginia side, Fairfax closed is Braeburn Drive just off of Ollie Lane. Braeburn Drive's closed in each direction. Crash brought down a utility pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
March coming in like a lion. Warm temperatures this morning and into the afternoon will make 76, but severe weather is going to start threatening this afternoon through this evening. Scattered strong storms could produce strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, along with a threat of some isolated tornadoes. Everything should start settling down after midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, 46. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow, 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 556.
These guys.
105.9 FM. And AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rugs stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans, and they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump is going to open, apparently is open to legal status for illegal immigrants. Not citizenship, but legal status. Is that a good compromise?
Also, we'll talk to Representative Andy Harris about last night's speech, see what he had to say about it. It's all coming up in the 6 o'clock hour here on WMAL.